Hi, everybody. Well, happy Monday. This is our Healing Highway show, Creation Lightship Healing. And the day today is the 11th of June, 2018. So clear the date. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's energize the light beams on your monitor screen or screen. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Great. And here we go. Let's take away a situation that you're dealing with. If you're having troubles or something. So releasing that from you, that one timeline. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Great. Okay, we'll turn it over to Elizabeth. So, back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, Ron, that's great. Thanks. And if you're looking for the picture of the light being or any of the other healings that we're going to talk about on the show, you can always check out creationlightship.com. It's where you'll find all of the information about Ron, all the healings and clearings and links to all of our other sites, as well as the picture of the light being at the top. If you'd like to submit a question to be read live on air during the show, you can do so by clicking the chat links to our fast chat, or you can email us at clsquestions@bbsradio.com, and you can find the links for the chat, as always, on our creationlightship.com homepage, as well as our bbsradio.com homepage. So I guess we'll just get right to the questions here, Ron, and the testimonials also, because you've been doing a lot of really great special calls. There have been a lot of intensive healing calls. And if anybody was on those who's listening now and would like to submit a testimonial, please feel free to do that as well. And hopefully everyone's got the light being up with peace energy for yourself and your space. So we'll have a nice, peaceful show tonight and just hopefully have a wonderful time and get some sample healings and discuss some of the clearings that Ron offers. So the first person that wrote in has a bit of a response to the clearing that you did on Saturday, Ron. And they said that it was a hydronic clearing. I'm not sure if that was hydronic or hydraulic, but they said, awesome clearing for me. Body heated up, feels like a sweat. Face flush, tingling at the top of my head. Better breathing. Really great. Thank you, Ron. Okay, so that was the Saturday. I guess that might have been the monthly 3-hour ascension preparation call that Ron did on Saturday. Okay, so the next question is, someone's asking, how do I use the spirit fetus infusion clearing for additional talent or physical attributes? Ron, are you there by any chance?
Oh, yeah, I am. Okay, yeah, you want to put in your specific enhancement, we'll say, that you want to have more self-empowerment there.
Okay.
So that's how you work that clearing. So basically, you figure you might get 5% more energy from that. Whatever you put in. Could be more, but I figure 5% would be a very fair amount. So back to you.
Okay, that's great. And did you want to talk a little bit about that spirit fetus infusion? That's a clearing that would be done could that be done any time, or do you have to do
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it can be done any time. You definitely got to get some of the protocol, you know, clearing done first. And
right.
And then from there you go in there, and it'll give you a little, you know, cutting edge on different things. Because it'll bring forth more of the DNA that was not brought forth. So, back to you.
Yeah, so it doesn't have to be done on a fetus. It could be done, like, I could do this clearing, or, you know, somebody who's listening could.
Yeah, it just goes back when you were conceived.
Oh,
and then
okay.
Your spirit can
wow.
go, it goes back from when you're conceived, and then your spirit can bring forth more energy for you. And that's, you know, how it works.
Okay, that's awesome. Yeah, I wasn't, I mean, I thought you could do it because obviously, you know, I don't think a fetus would be doing this clearing, but then I was wondering, well, is it just for like an expectant mother or, yeah, but that's really good to know. Okay, so somebody else has a question. Oh, well, actually, they were on the clearing calls, healing calls on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and they wrote a very nice testimonial that says, thanks, Ron. The work on the shoulders, hydraulics, and pins have freed up my shoulders. I have been doing clearings daily for the last several months and all of your monthly and daily calls, making an effort to do my part, but I really just wanted to let you know how much deep appreciation for you and the light beings for being able, for being around to help us. Feel more in my body than ever, and range of motion and mobility is noticeably improved. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, wow, and this person sounds like they have really been keeping up with their clearings and doing a lot of work, so that is a really great opportunity, and I'm glad that they're able to take advantage of all of that healing work. Okay, so someone has a clearing question about clearing or healing ADHD, which I believe is attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. And they write in and said, hi, Ron, I have a 16-year-old son who struggled with ADHD most of his life. I want to help him, but so far I couldn't figure out what caused this. I did the emotional, mental, compulsive, obsessive, and entity clearing so far. I'm thinking next of doing a special whole lifetime clearing for ADHD. Is this a good next step, or can Ron see any other issues that are the direct cause of this? I greatly appreciate any advice and help. Thank you very much, and kind regards.
I would probably maybe even suggest doing some type of detox clearing if we have anything like that, you know, on the website. There's different bundles that we have, and maybe one for, you know, energetic detoxing or physical body detoxing. I don't know if the body jumpstart, I'm sure, would work for that, but there may be some other clearing that could be used. Maybe even the, you might even go to the self-empowerment clearing. That's, you know, I think is maybe a 3-month clearing, I think. And maybe do that in the other box. Remember, we always have other. And you could possibly put that in there, too, and see what happens. So, back to you.
Yeah, wow. And I also did a keyword search with the word detox on creationlightship.com, and the two clearings that came back were the addiction clearing and detox clearing, which is a whole lifetime clearing. And by whole lifetime clearing, what we mean is it would be, the cost would be dependent upon, you know, how old you are, $5 times every year of your life. So there's that possibility, Ron. I don't know what your input would be on that. And also the 2012 global cellular nano detox clearing. Do you think either of those would help?
Yeah, I think so, yes.
Okay. And I think that's a great, all those that you mentioned were wonderful, great suggestions. And yeah, I hope that would help. Well, anyway, I mean, here's something that's a little similar. It has to do with, I guess, the mind and brain. But this person's asking, I'm wondering if you have any suggestions for trouble with decision-making and focus. I find myself overcomplicating things, and I'm getting some major self-doubt and brain fog when I have to make decisions, even simple ones. So it sounds like this person is a little bit distracted or maybe can't focus, and it sounds a little bit similar to the teenager with the ADD or ADHD.
Yeah, I'd say that maybe the same clearing, maybe Mind Loop 1 clearing could work too.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good suggestion, Ron. Okay, so there's another testimonial here from, let's see. Oh, this must be someone who was on the Sunday conference call yesterday. And they said, I'm feeling great from all your healing work on Sunday, but the best part is I am finding healings that I have been working in the last week. They're suddenly unblocked, and those healings have now been completed. It is ongoing. Ron, I know this was a heavy day, and I did feel the intensity, but the results are incredible for me. Thank you for your healing work and so much more.
Yeah, great. Thank you.
Yeah, and I really liked a lot of the things you said on the Saturday show to Ron about, you know, being in peace and, you know, being able to manifest, you know, more clarity around what healings that you should do. I also wanted to mention that Ron has a couple of special calls coming up. So this coming Saturday, and I'm sure we'll announce this again, but there is a organ restoration healing call at 1 o'clock Pacific time, and it's $50, and the prerequisites are the emotional and mental body clearing. And also on Saturday, June 30th, also at the same time, so the following Saturday, or actually a week from this coming call, it's the spirit retrieval healing call. And that is also going to be same time, 1 to 4 Pacific, and it's the same price, $50. So please make sure that you visit creationlightship.com if you would like to participate and receive healings through either of those calls. And, you know, obviously you'll get your information by visiting the healing conference calls. There's a whole bunch of information there that tells you how to go about doing that. All right. So, okay, someone has a question, Ron, about the 16 clearings bundle. And they're asking, when purchasing the monthly bundle for $10, are those to be run only for the one it is purchased for? Or can we run these clearings for other people as well once we've purchased them? Thank you.
Yeah, it's $10 per person. So if you have somebody that you'd like to run it for, then just buy another one of those, and that will be dedicated to that person.
Okay, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Okay, great. All right, someone else said on the Saturday and Sunday calls that they wanted to express appreciation for the hydraulic removals. They were phenomenal. Also for the brain partition work. Thanks very much for sticking around.
Yeah, the weekend was pretty good with clearings, you know, doing the this last weekend, doing the hydraulic hoses and the leaky fluids, et cetera, you know, and then also, you know, we did a lot of, we did some pin removals, and, you know, both days were very, very good. So back to you.
Yeah, it sounds like people really benefited from that. I think whenever you do those calls, Ron, the hydraulic hoses, they really seem to bring people a lot of relief. So that's great, and I'm glad everybody, thank you so much for writing in and letting Ron and the other Creation Lightship people know that these calls are helping you and how they're helping you, because it's always great to know that. All right. Okay, so someone else has kind of a question here, and they're wondering, how do I prepare for the passing of a loved one? My mother is ill, and I feel I need to prepare. I'm considering the spirit barcode clearing for her, and I am running the soul family disconnection clearing currently for myself. What else can lessen the feelings of loss? Any thoughts on that, Ron?
Abandonment clearing, loneliness, and heartache.
Yeah, I would think so. Those are all whole lifetime clearings, I believe. So that would be a really good place to start. Abandonment.
And sometimes the person that's you know, close to death is waiting for, depends how conscious they are, but a lot of times they wait so that, you know, the living person can say what a great person they were and how they forgive them for, you know, causing them problems or troubles or something or some situation that, you know, they're, you know, worried about, because they need closure. Okay. So you need to make sure that that person has closure. Then normally they will pass on much quicker, or they want to see all the family members or something like that. So the closure is a big thing for that person. And it could also be a big thing for you if you, need to tell them something. You know, that you forgive them for running over your 3-month-old kitten with a car or something because it was there, you know, because they're hanging on to that too. So, you know, different things like that. So most people are looking for closure, the person dying, so that they can leave. Not that they definitely want to leave, but, you know, they're forced to leave. You could also do barcodes so that they may not be attached too much, and they won't get hooked up as quickly. But, you know, the deceased loved one, spirit one, is what you should do. And then if you feel visitations with that emotional body coming to you, then you want to do that clearing too, the emotional body release from that person. So back to you.
Yeah, wow, that's great advice and suggestions, Ron. And I feel like it's always way more difficult for us, the people who are here, who are left behind and have to deal with the loss. So I would say anything you could do to lessen the feelings would be to do the mind-to-heart drop, do the clearings Ron suggested, and then also possibly do some for your mom, so that you, in a way, you would also feel that she was going to have peace. Could also be very comforting for you. Okay, so on Saturday, I have a little testimonial here from Saturday, and someone said, on Saturday, Ron did an extensive brain healing on the 3-hour healing call. It was very powerful. I feel I have more clarity, and I feel peaceful and relaxed.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, and then there's another testimonial here. On Saturday night, this listener had been listening to your Saturday night BBS show, and you did a sample hydraulics removal on that. And then on Sunday, Ron removed hydraulics for a long time for us, even out of the eyes and other organs. I'm looking forward to being more powerfully on the new earth as my body catches up to my spirit and heals.
That's good.
Yeah, that's really good. And let's see, somebody else has a testimonial that says, I've been having wonderful clearings of memories, running each thing that comes up on the special generic healing. Thank you, Ron. Yeah, we've been talking about this a lot lately, clearing memories. And one of the ways that people have been experimenting with doing that is by putting the memories into the generic healing and then running that. So this person's obviously very committed to their healing work and has been really making an effort to take even more control of their present by clearing their past.
Very good.
Okay, so someone else has a question here, and I guess what they're, I'm not even really sure, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't scroll down far enough. So it says, Ron, after doing timeline crashing for the 7 types, they just wanted to check 2 things. They presume it's okay to simply change timeline to space-time and then run the 7 types again. So is that okay?
Yeah, and do it for 1/10 of the time.
Oh, awesome. So if you did it for like an hour, the timeline crash for an hour, you do it for like 1/10 of an hour.
Yeah, uh-huh. That's correct.
Great. Okay. So there's a part 2 to this question. And this listener is asking, is there any benefit to running the space-time crashes for longer than 10% of the time in the timeline crashing?
Yeah, you could run longer space-time crashing, but, you know, what's that about timeline crashing?
Well, I think you just answered this question, Ron, because you said to do the timeline crash, do the 7 types, and then to do the space-time for 1/10 of the time. So they're asking, is there any benefit to running space-time crashes for longer than 10%?
It may not be needed. Yeah. I don't think it's needed. You could do it. it should be enough because, you know, you normally always come back here because they don't want you dangling out there in space because they can't take energy from you. So they want you to be, you know, landed here to do that.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the more that you're connected to the planet, the more control they can have over you.
Yes.
Okay, so yeah, that would make sense. All right. So, let's see here. Here's kind of an interesting question. Someone says, I always equate my spirit telling me something with feelings and not necessarily words. Should we be talking out loud to our spirit? If so, what should we be saying to our spirit?
That's personal, up to you. Remember, your spirit is in non-judgment. So if you're getting something emotional coming to you, then it's not your spirit typically, you know, I'd say 99% of the time it won't be. It's your emotional body talking to you. Remember, your spirit can't judge. So back to you.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so someone else has been listening to the archives, and they've listened again to Why Not to Be a Healer sample archive, and they're worried because they used to work and volunteer at a number of different charities. They used to be a alternative practitioner. They did some reflexology and other kinds of healing modalities, and they're worried that perhaps the dark side practitioner's clearing, is that enough, or should they be doing more clearings? They've destroyed pretty much all the records that they have from doing this type of work, and they no longer do it. But they're wondering if there's anything that they need to do, or would dark side practitioner clearings be sufficient?
Well, you want to get rid of the religious indoctrination. You want to get rid of the signs and symbols. You know, anything that you use, you know, to do things with people. Anything else you can think of, Elizabeth?
No, I think that's pretty much what I would say. I think the important thing is to that you're, you know, like you said, you're no longer continuing to do this type of work. But I was just trying to think, like, dark side practitioner. Ron mentioned the signs and symbols. And I'm just seeing here on religion indoctrination. Because I guess any sort of modality that you practice would be similar to a religious practice. Is that correct, Ron?
Yes, that's correct. Uh-huh.
Okay, so yeah, that would be my my take on it too, and also to really run a lot of clearings on yourself to release that trauma, maybe the trauma healing.
Yeah, I would say that could be good too. You know, just pick a week of you doing or a month of what you did, you know, and see, you know, how that's relating to you or how it did relate to you during that process. Let's just say that you're a helper in a hospital, right? You know, the old days, they may have them now, they call them candy stripers. I don't know if that's still a term used or not, but you'd have, you know, people who weren't nurses, but they came around to help people, in a sense, I believe. You know, I was only in the hospital once for about a half a week in my life. But, you know, basically, you know, let's just say that you go there and you're greeting people or walking into rooms saying hi, and you know, you go and see this person that you really like, and you talk to them for an hour or two, and then you come in the next day, and they're no longer in that room, and then you find out that the person died. Well, that's pretty traumatic to you, and so you're still carrying that energy. You want to get rid of the energies that, you know, you connected yourself with other people. And again, you know, like I said, everything is cording, energetic cording. So that's what you have to realize is, are you corded to somebody? So back to you.
Yeah, and it seems like such an innocent thing to do, but what you don't realize is you are actually picking up all of their trauma. So that's why I suggested trauma body. Make sure that, you know, you're not, and also get on the decording calls so that, you know, you're releasing those old cords as well as any new ones that you may have possibly picked up.
Yeah, yeah, I suggest doing the, you know, entity, whole lifetime entity, you know, definitely, like you said, the cording, energetic cord release, get that stuff off of you.
Yep, yep, you definitely want to do that too, because it's that's the kind of stuff that I always find to be the most, what's the word I'm looking for, difficult, or sort of slowly creeps up on you, and before you know it, you're like, why do I feel so crappy? And probably because you've just been interacting with all these people and taking on their stuff. So it's important. That's why Ron offers so many clearings and healings. All right, so somebody else has a question about the spirit in the box, or as I believe it's being called now, the spirit retrieval healing call. So
yeah, I still call it in the box, yeah, but it's just, that's what it is for layman terms, yes.
Okay.
But it's not, it's much, so much more than that.
But it's like the same, that's what they're referring to. It's the same clearing.
Yeah. It could be similar, yeah.
Okay.
For New Age talks, it would be called, you know, it would be called spirit retrieval. But, you know, this is the spirit retrieval that people do here is dark side stuff. And this is of light. So it's so much more powerful. And we bring your spirit back and heal it. The dark side can never heal your spirit because it doesn't know how to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, back to you.
Yeah, the dark side is just kind of doing its dark side stuff. And, you know, it's not to say that it doesn't work, but it's never really getting to the root of what, you know, because it's not working with light, it's never really getting to any sort of spiritual level because it can't. So, okay, so someone has a question about the upcoming call, the spirit retrieval healing call, and they're saying, I've been doing many clearings, including a lot of the planet star cording removal clearing, as it appeared to be recommended before the spirit in the box. Are there any other specific clearing suggestions to best prepare to get the most out of the upcoming spirit in the box clearing?
Boy. Just the emotional and mental. Because there could be something else, but I'm not recalling anything that's going to help your spirit come more fully into you. Emotions, maybe fear also. Remember, once we clear it, it has to come back into your body. So, you know, if you've had, you know, a few whole lifetime clearings, all those are going to help your spirit come back in again. So back to you. And if not, you know, let's just say we have one person hypothetically that had four whole lifetime clearings, and then another person maybe had, let's say, 10. So the one that's had 10 will have more room, we'll say, to have your spirit come into you. So let's just say that you got back 1 pound of spirit, you know, for each person. So you got a pound of your spirit waiting to come in. The person that did four clearings is still waiting for you, but it'll be on the outside of your body until you can clear away the densities. Maybe you may get, you know, half a pound doing four clearings, where the person that maybe did 10 might get the full pound. So that's the way to look at it, because you have to clear away this stuff out of you. Because you're bringing in something that probably was not even with you in this lifetime. Okay, it could have been, you know, 5,000 years ago, or you know, let's just say 80,000 years ago. So we're bringing back these trapped parts of you, and it needs to have a place to come in. So naturally, you know, the more whole lifetime clearings you do to get rid of the densities, then you know, remember, each lifetime you're brand new, basically, and you come in with X amount of spirit, but the DNA is not activated fully till you get to about 10 years of age and you're full of contamination. So stand it a different way. Let's just say that you're listening to the show and you're 6 months old and you have full consciousness, okay? And you know what I'm talking about, which nobody would be, but we'll just say that's correct. And you don't have any hardly DNA activated because you haven't lived long enough. So we did the spirit in the box for you. You would get a lot of your spirit back, you know, lots, because you have room for it. If you're 10 years of age now, you don't have room because all these energetic bodies are activated and contaminated, preventing you from bringing in your spirit. Your spirit will still be on the outside of you waiting to come in. So as you do more clearings, you're going to find yourself having more spirit energy. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Wow, that's a really good way of putting it, Ron. And I never really thought about that before, but it makes total sense that, you know, the more clearings and healing work you've done, the more spirit energy you're allowing to come back into your body. Excuse me for 1 second. Okay, I'm back. I have been having a very difficult time with allergies today, so I've been just having sneezing attacks throughout this call tonight, so I apologize. But yeah, that seems to be a really good way of looking at it, and I'm hoping that this person really takes advantage of that and makes maybe some additional healings before they come on the call so they can really feel the energy of getting back those parts of the spirit. Okay, so someone has a question about the timeline crash that we were talking about a little bit earlier in the show, Ron, and they're asking about, we are referring to 7 issues for one timeline crash, and they only know 6. What are they missing? And they listed muscle memory, invisible, tangent, vortex, upside down, and your name only. Is it, I'm thinking parallel?
I think we have something printed out. So we have to probably refer to that, because I'm not sure which one that would be that we're missing.
I'm not either. I thought of parallel life, but I don't know if that's one of the ones.
Timeline. Yeah, we got the upside down timeline.
Yeah, they said
the
that.
Tangent timeline.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember and I haven't really kept track of that, because when I do stuff for people, I cover all of them at one time normally.
Right,
and there's
right.
There's probably more being done than what's happening, okay?
Yeah. All right, well, I don't know. Maybe someone out there listening knows and can write in and let us know what the seventh one is, because I can't think of it right now, either in the moment. But if you do go to the Creation Lightship chat page, like our bulletin board, it's the clschat.weebly.com, the place where you can access the fast chat feedback form. I think at the top, if I'm not mistaken, there is a place where you can go to topics, and I'm just scrolling here through myself, timeline crashes. I'm just looking to see here if there's any information here. Timelines, invisible timelines, muscle memory, sidewise, tangent, upside down, and vortices. So that, thank you, that's a really useful page to go to. And a lot of people, for some reason, don't know about this, even though it's been up for years. But we do have our, it's much more than a chat contact page. If you go to the drop-down boxes at the top, there are tons of links and information there. I do believe it was the sideways timeline was the missing one. So that's the one that we had in question there, Ron, sideways timelines, which, yeah, hopefully that helps. Okay, so the next question, this is kind of interesting. So this person said, I've been dropping a lot of old friends who have always made emotional demands on me. They just can't understand why I'm no longer such a nice guy. It's important to help yourself and forget about what others judge as good.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yep, you need to be self-empowered. So that's good. Yeah, and don't have people, you know, run your life for you. Not that it's, people are very helpful at times, but you still need to be self-empowered yourself.
Yeah, I think it's about detaching, and not necessarily in a negative or mean way, but just literally detaching, remaining neutral. And, I don't know, friendships have a way of lingering, I think, a long, long time after they're probably, you know, people shouldn't be in your life anymore, but for some reason they still are. So you just have to kind of take steps to really isolate and protect yourself. And I know that sounds kind of harsh, but it's not really. It's just more about, like this person said, taking care of yourself and your spirit. And, I mean, if you're going through all this work and you're doing all these healings and you're committed to all of this time that you've spent on cleaning yourself out and getting back your spirit, then you don't want to be around people that will make your life more difficult and take away all of this, you know, wonderful work that you're doing, or force you to do more. So it's really important to make those steps. So someone is thanking you for the helpful spirit in the box explanation, Ron, and they wanted to further tell you that they've done about 15 to 20 whole lifetime clearings. And they also sent, again, we'll just repeat this for anybody who's curious, the seven steps to the timeline crashing. would be one name to vortices, tangent, upside down, sideways, muscle memory, and invisible. And as somebody else suggested, there's all of that information on our clschat.weebly.com chat page at the top there. Wonderful page, and we thank our admin and moderator for setting that up and also maintaining that, as well as all of the people who keep the website going. All right, so somebody else sent us a question, and they're asking this question for somebody who's trying to sell their house, and they said, I know a couple of people who are relatives who wouldn't listen about Ron's work, and they want to sell their home. To do the space clearing, does one have to do it on their computer, or can someone else do it for them remotely to help clear the energy?
I guess the first thing, if they won't do it themselves, okay, then automatically whatever you try to do for them is not typically going to help. Because
yeah,
they already blocked the energy. So don't even,
don't waste your energy.
Don't waste your energy helping somebody who doesn't understand, you know. And it's okay that they don't. But they already told you that they don't believe it. And that's their mindset. So that's out first. And if they don't believe what's happening, then that this could help them, then it's not going to help them because they're not going to allow it to.
I guess that's the way I could put that. That's so true,
Ron.
You
don't want to waste time.
Yeah, it's like trying to convince somebody who eats fast food and drinks and smokes to change their lifestyle and eat vegetarian, healthy food. I mean, it's like they're perfectly happy doing what it is that they do. They don't see that it's a problem. So, you know, I don't know. It's like they're not really, I don't know, they're not open to it. How on earth are you going to be able to help them? They're not open to receive it. So I feel like in that case, you should think about yourself and maybe not put so much energy into helping others, just help yourself and make your own life more peaceful and better for you. So hopefully that helps. But yeah, I guess trying to do a space clearing, you could try to go over there and force them to do it, but I don't know. I think I kind of agree with Ron on that one. All right, so I'm just going through here and looking for some more questions, and let's see. Okay, somebody has a question about entities, because we were talking about them earlier in regards to like being a healthcare practitioner or somebody who works with sick people. And they're saying when an entity is released from a body, from the body, what fills the space that it left?
Well, if the spirit can't come in, then other entities will. I guess that's a good question. A lot of people have their spirit, walking outside of their bodies, fragments of it, parts of it. Remember, not all of it leaves. Part of it gets, a little piece, like a puzzle piece, gets snatched out or something, then it wants to come back in again. Or maybe it wanted to go out sightseeing or something. Maybe it went out in the dream state and came back to the body and entities took its place and it's just waiting to come in. So when you do a clearing, it can come in automatically. It will come in. Unless you have entities that are stronger than it, which almost all of them are, then it can't come in. That's all we have on the clearings, you know, like spirit, you know, integration or some other type of spirit clearing on a lot of the, you know, clearings that we have, so that you're able to have that part of your spirit that's outside of you to come in.
Well, Ron, and that's also, too, why you offer weekly entity clearing calls. I mean, you're doing that every week. It's a constant, constant thing, right?
Yeah, entities are constant, yeah. They're always coming in. Remember, just think how many people die every day, and you're susceptible to those coming in. That's why you do clearings, to get more spirit with you. So that's why the whole lifetime clearings are so important. So back to you.
Yeah, that's very true. So kind of a reminder to really keep up with getting on not only the weekly calls, but doing the whole lifetime entity clearing and maybe getting the unlimited version of that, because, you know, it's crazy when you start noticing people out and about who are being controlled by entities, and you can kind of tell after a while when you've done a lot of clearing work, and when you haven't, it just, you know, or like when you're at the expo, say, and Ron will do some of the, he'll clear out the entities from the room, or, you know, he'll clear all the aliens from the room, and it really makes such a huge difference when you're able to notice that. All right, so someone has a question. Oh, this is a good one. They're thinking about purchasing the desire wanting clearing, and they're not certain. They want to have more money. They've been unemployed for a while, and they're wondering, can they desire more money, or does it have to be a physical desire? And I don't know, because the desire wanting clearings, it clears away desires or wants you may have, such as foods, shopping a lot, spending a lot of money. So how would they, could they use that to, say, for example, try to get a desire for more abundance or more money?
Yeah, you have to put in what you're looking for. And you could also use it the other way around to eliminate a desire that you don't want.
Yeah, a desire that you don't want.
Yeah. You're looking for something maybe that you want to get rid of. So it can work the other way around, too, if you put that after your name, you know?
Yeah, or maybe you're desiring something that is unrealistic and you're setting yourself up for disappointment or failure because you're maybe trying to, say, get a job that you're not qualified for, or perhaps something that's kind of like unreachable. So it's kind of like, we haven't talked about this in a long time, Ron, but it's sort of like you have to kind of accept where you're at. So I would definitely think that would be effective, and it would even probably help to clarify maybe what it is that you do want. Because when you get, like, I feel like desires or wants are often a lot of times distractions or things that take away from what it is we really want. So if you have like a shopping addiction, or you're eating a lot, or you're eating too much, or you're constantly thinking about food, it's a way to sort of not really deal with what it is that you do need and want, because you're distracting yourself with other things. So I would imagine, say, if you have like a food addiction, or you're like a compulsive shopper, and you clear those things away and out of your life, that other more you know, other options will present themselves to you as possibilities. So I think we're actually coming to the end of our show here. So Ron, I'll turn it over to you for the Mind to Heart Drop. And just one more thing really quickly, please make sure you check out creationlightship.com for all the information about all the clearings and healings we talked about tonight, as well as all of the weekly calls that Ron does, and more information on the special calls that are coming up on the 16th and the 30th. Again, it's 1 o'clock Pacific, and they're both $50, and click the links at the top to find out more about those, and I'll turn it over to you, Ron.
Okay, here we go. Mind a heart drop. You want to command your spirit out loud, and you say, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and make me real. Here we go. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody. So blessings, and we'll see you later. Thank you, Elizabeth, and thank you, ladies behind the scenes. Bye.